Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A new federal report on climate change includes a focus on the Gulf Coast. Researchers say the severe weather that Mobile and Pensacola saw last week is becoming more common. Leonard Berry is a lead author of the latest report and focused on the Southeast region. He's the director of the Florida Center for Environmental Studies and has been studying sea level rise for some 40 years.
There is a direct and proven relationship between the increase in the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, which we can show is a result of all of our activities, and the changes in temperature and other climate factors that we're experiencing.
Berry says it's unfortunate that climate change has become a political issue. He says the issue is more or less settled in the scientific community and quick action must be taken to avoid even worse problems down the road. A full interview with Leonard Berry is at APR.org. This week is National Small Business Week, and the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce has a lot planned. A small business is federally defined as having 500 employees or less. The Mobile Chamber identifies one as 100 employees or less. Daryl Randall is the Vice President of Small Business Development for the Chamber. He says small business is vital to Mobile.
If you look at our percentage of small businesses here at the Chamber, about 94% of our businesses here at the Chamber have 100 employees or less. So small businesses are very important to us.
Randall says there will be several workshops throughout the week to help small business owners. There will also be an awards luncheon on Thursday where they will give out their Entrepreneur of the Year award. Governor Robert Bentley is taking his Road to Economic Recovery tour to Dothan. The governor announced he'll visit Blue Plate West around lunchtime today. Then he tours Dothan High School and Panhandle Converters. He's scheduled to participate in a small business discussion at 3:30. Bentley's tour of Alabama towns usually involves visits to a restaurant and business, as well as discussion with civic leaders and business people. The City Council of Biloxi, Mississippi has canceled its project management contract with a construction company for a $36 million minor league baseball stadium. The stadium is supposed to be the new site for the old Huntsville Stars AA team starting in April of next year. The council had been planning on bidding by phases, but now plans to bid out the entire $36 million project. City spokesman Vincent Creel tells the Sun-Herald the city has already paid Yates Construction about $100,000 on a contract of up to $4 million. City Administrator David Nichols tells WLOX-TV the bid advertisement will go out shortly and a contractor could be hired by the end of June. Biloxi can be fined $10,000 per game for each home game the stadium is not ready. Now for a look at the day's weather, here is WVUA's Spinks Meganson.
Quite muggy out there as afternoon highs will be around 87 degrees. We can't rule out the risk of an isolated shower throughout the day. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows around 67. For Tuesday, afternoon highs peak at 85 with a 30% chance of rain, and an 80% chance of rain can be expected on Wednesday with highs around 79. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.